Well, hello everybody. Oh boy, let's see here if I'm doing this correctly. This is Douglas Newsome, the Cosmic Poet. I hope everybody's doing well today. My brother's not with me here, so I'm trying to mickey around with these things to figure out how it's supposed to be done. So forgive me if I take a second here. This is so much easier. The magic. I think I get it. Okay. I'm getting there. Oh, I can see now. Well, as you know, I'm here alone. My brother is attending a Dr. Bell seminar on many issues, and I hope he enjoys it. He's probably on the flight right now to L.A., so I hope they take good care of him, and he experiences a lot while he's there. But meanwhile, while I'm here, I have to now run this network all by my lonesome, try to figure out how everything works, what buttons to push, and with 55 shows, that can be difficult. But I'm going to look forward to it, because by the time we're through these next few days, I'm going to know something. How hard that task really is, anyways. Boy, Authors Inkwell had so many posts. Thank you all. What great poetry. Inspiring words and works. I was really overjoyed when I read so much of it. Matter of fact, this has been a week of innumerable surprises. And all, I must say, wonderful. When you have the opportunity to meet people that to bring out the best in other people, and that's just something you get to take with you for the rest of the day or for the rest of the week, and when you have a lot of those sorts of people feeding you that sort of energy, it's life-changing. And I feel that every moment has been life-changing since I've come to paradise. This has just been a fantastic move, and I'm glad to be here and able to speak to you all on the Cosmetic Poet Show. So, where do we go from here? What do we talk about? There are so many things to talk about, and I utilize this show to do two things. One, ramble about some of the thoughts I have that changed my line of reasoning. Because I believe me, folks, you're talking to a man who believed in numbers and facts, and I read a lot. And I really did, and I didn't believe in it like everybody. I had heard it all, but changes occurred. And UFOs? What's a UFO? If I don't see it, I don't believe it. God? Okay. If there's a God, there could be, there may not be. This was a stance I took. And I could apply myself in numbers and words because, you know, you came to an outcome that you understood or that you could understand to some degree. So there was certainty in that. And I never went and explored the inside. I kept so busy. The world kept me so busy that I never had a chance to look, relax, and think. Go inward. And I think that stifled me a little bit, and I matured a little bit late as a result of that. I'm just glad I did wake up. You got to take time to go inward. And here's the killer. Most of us take time. And this isn't a bad thing. But we take the time to go backward and not inward. Does that make sense? If you can imagine at your highest state of being, in many ways you just become a creative force, an expression in the moment, something new in every second, something, and the past, if you have to reflect on that in your next expression, if you have to go back to move forward, well, that's kind of like a weight on the energy. It's kind of the thing that slows you down. Instead of becoming at the speed of light, you're moving at the speed of whatever's slowing you down. Sometimes that
that weight attaches itself in the form of our history when we latch onto it, when that becomes the focal point. So I encourage people to go inward and not go backward, and then use that to go forward, to propel yourself forward. Often, we deal with issues that make us think about how busy, bad the world is. If we even have time to think, that's all we hear about. And we generally don't take any moments for ourselves, for self-reflection, for self-understanding, for self-questioning, for anything to do with the self. It's like there's a whole science out there. We've got psychology. What's that deal with? Everybody else but the psychologist, perhaps?
Well, I can't get that. I wish I could. Somebody's calling in. But I'm not so talented as to be able to push all the buttons and get everything right doing this here alone. So I'm just going to let those phone lines ring. And if you're calling in to speak to me, please call back another time. I would really hope that you would. Just, I'm a bit challenged today. I'm one chromatin short of a full stack here. I'd like to take you to bbsradio.com, bloginservice.com. Hopefully we get that changed to bbsradio.com. When somebody goes there, that it actually pulls that bbsradio.com. You'd be surprised how much a little thing like that takes. Just to take a .com and change the name and then apply it to every single web page and make it universal. That's I think it can be done. I think there's a program that Don's told me that can do it. He's just afraid to use it because it just does it globally. So, but we're going to have to change that. Authors Inkwell. Authors Inkwell. The place, the well, the source to other spiritual poems, thoughts, musings of people that are very, very interesting. There, I hope that everybody uses this board more. Because if some of these words don't touch you down deep in those places, then reread them. Keep reading them until they do, because they do me. I really do some soul expression and soul thinking and soul feeling every time I read some of these good works. Each one you get to take something with you, whatever you want. We have a new poster to the board. A man who I had the pleasure of getting a reading from. And folks, I should not, my friends, this is a gentleman that knows how to do a reading. Derek White Skycloud. And I'm sure he's going to get the, when I get a reading, I like to pay for it. Because I think that a lot of people utilize the radio now. Even I pay for the read. The people that come on this show, I've paid from readings for most of them. I think that helps them. It helps them know that they can at least support themselves in bringing their good, you know, works to help lift up human consciousness. So, and they wish it could be their life, and they need your support. And so, I would, if you can, sometimes just making that $30 and getting that real personal reading, it will do as much for you as it will for the person who does the reading. It is a give and take in everything. Everything's a part of you, and you're a part of everything else. There is no one-way road. So if you enter into that understanding where you both get something, boy, what an endeavor. Derek White Skycloud's point has actually wrote a few things to authors Inkwell. And one of them is called Deeply Religious. A deeply religious man lived in a house by the river. One day the banks burst and the house flooded. As the water level rose alarmingly, the man climbed onto the roof of the house. A boat came by. "Climb aboard," called the captain. "No, I shall stay here," said the man. "God will take care of me." 20 minutes later, with the water still rising, the man climbed onto the chimney. And another boat came past. "Jump aboard," said the captain. "No, I shall stay here," said the man. "God will take care of me." With the water now up to the man's waist, a helicopter suddenly swooped down. "Quick," shouted the pilot, "climb aboard." "No, I shall stay here," said the man. "God will take care of me." The water level continued to rise, and soon the man was swept from the chimney and drowned. Up in heaven, he sought out God. "I thought you said you would take care of me," he complained. God said, "I sent you 2 boats and a helicopter. What more did you want?" Well, I've heard that a few times, but each one of these messages has so much power that that's why we remember them. That's why we tell them. And I thank you, Derek, for posting some of them. Continue to post. This poem was written by Diana Lee, my aunt. My aunt. And I'm proud to say that. Can you believe? I'm so proud to say that. If you met her, you'd all be smiling now. She has that much fire in her belly, twinkle in her eye, warmth in the passions of her soul. She's artistic, intelligent, mathematic, and could spar with any Englishman. I'm surprised that she's posting, and I'm excited to read a work called Blending by Diana Lee. Blending, fact and fiction, is almost always a way to make a new friends. The way it was explained to me, friends send a conversation most enjoyable last night. Showed me the way to the truth and the light. Many are the days I've thought and I've pondered upon life's mysteries and many wonders. I'd better start blending before my life it is ending, for the rebirth of Casey means life's race, see, is upon us. I will definitely read that book when it's here to learn lessons of faith and healing so dear to your heart. You will hear from me again soon, for maybe by then the technique of blending will be mastered by me to see what you mean. In the meanwhile, ponder yourself upon the words you spend to enlighten and end our trials and tribulations. I hope you touch a lot of souls, guiding them gently to their goals of a better life now and better yet to come. Take heart. We are all God's children. Well, there's humor in that, a bit of irony, a little dark, caustic twinges to it. And all because I know her. I see so much in that, probably looking humorously back on a conversation I wasn't even privy to. You did the beautiful, Diana. I'm so glad you found BBS Radio. It's a part of every minute of every day of my life. And so many people can find that the 4 hours they spend in front of the boob tube, or the 3 hours or 10 hours they have your radio blaring, you can have this blaring. You don't have to work to get this. You don't have to work to get the spirit in you. All you have to do is go to BBS Radio. It will change you. You will just love it. You won't leave. I think it gets you, and it gets each and every one of us differently. Why? Because we're all different, and it's supposed to. That's why there's so many programs. We designed it that way because we knew there were, and imagine, 100 years ago, there might only been 1 or 2 of those paradigms, those understandings of unfoldment, right?
took to the human consciousness, barely understood it, and they were radicals at the time. What do you have now? You have such a myriad of spiritual potential driving force understandings at such an amazing rate, the human consciousness. I'm surprised they don't wake up tomorrow and there's a hundredth monkey dynamic going zing and everybody can speak to me and they're not even opening their mouth. That's what I mean, if I want to see something in the future of humanity, that's what I envision. And I think it's possible. Does that make me nuts? Maybe a little. I was inspired to write a poem here a couple days ago. Everything in life inspires me, but generally what inspires me the most is people. And the passion from people, including myself. I actually don't get out much, folks, so I really have to find that passion inside. But I did get the opportunity to meet somebody and enjoyed my evening once in I don't even know how many moons it's been. But here's what I wrote. It's called Another Agitation. What can I surmise from plateau to an abyss? From my heartbeat I soared and then this total confusion. The answer of prayer can't change my dilemma that's rooted in another disposition of another person I've met. Whether we meet again, my thoughts linger upon the idea of us breaking bread, though instead I now agitate my subconscious. I don't even know what that means. Is it supposed to mean something? You read something into it. If it means something to you, then it means something. I have this whole list of things to talk about. Just one after the next, until this time tomorrow. But I couldn't find that list. We're doing so many changes here around at Blogging Service, BBS Radio. It's just amazing. We now have all the software we need and all the equipment we need to make this thing run beautifully. We just haven't found the time to set some of it up. So, and I've had the pleasure of late to listen to the new musicians that have been submitting music to BBS Radio. As you know, that during shows that cannot broadcast or before and after the live shows, and during that time space from like 10 p.m. on through the morning hours until the following afternoon, we play music. And these artists, there's some probably artists you've never heard of, and they submit these CDs to us, so we will spin them. And this music's really, really good. I mean, there is so much talent out there. So much. And it overjoys me. I hope that they never take music out of the school systems. Oh, but they do. Oh, I don't want this show to be negative in any way. But, boy, music really does inspire people. It can take you to new levels. And I think in many ways it can leave an imprint on you, a movement, a kind of a vibration, a speed, and an element to it that can really transform you. And I think we have some very transformative music. So please take the time to look at it. I hope the compilation satisfies a little bit in everything. We have jazz, rock, so I guess a little country, trance. Boy, I think I've really picked a variety of music. It's not just spiritual music. But in a sense, it doesn't have a negative message. I don't believe any of it does. And they all do have very positive, uplifting vibrations to their music. But if you have any thoughts on the subject, next week, why don't you call me and we'll debate about it? You know why I laugh? Because that would be the tone of voice I would have used in my past. Now I would probably just love to listen to somebody else express their thoughts and opinions. And that would be enough for me. Of course, on this radio network, I don't get that opportunity. And I feel more like a person who is orating too much. But there is nobody here to banter with or to go away quietly so I can take a breather. I am alone right now around these beautiful four walls. I can see a beautiful scenery out there, and but it is difficult, so I won't be taking a break. I might end the show a little bit early, though. Oh, this is something I wanted to touch upon. And I think it's important for us to kind of come to a realization. And I don't know if I had the opportunity to speak about it last week, but I get the feeling that most people don't take the time to confront issues within themselves honestly. If it's something that that compelling feeling to go inside deters us from going inside. It does. But that's not what we should be doing. I think many people might be scared to reflect because they think they have to reflect on something. It's not that hard. There's no demand placed on you for meditation. There's no science, there's no master way that says you must focus down and become the focus your brain and become that source of energy and radiate. Think of your chakra, do this, whatever. I hear so many modes, but there's so many, and that should be the proof of it. There are so many. There isn't one right way. Pick a way. You'll come to realize that through all those ways, there's a way that is most harmonious. And that is giving up your way to a higher way by doing nothing but surrendering in the moment. Surrender. Surrender, surrender so deep you feel like you're being stripped apart, but surrender, I don't care. Go let everything just... What does your mind have to envision for you to totally lie there and accept yourself? That's all you have to do. And the deeper you do that, just being present without thought, without anything, just being able to totally let go. Totally let go and just be in that moment. That's really when you're going to find your most bang for the buck, I think. But your way is just, if it's different, it's perfect. One moment, please. I think we have a caller. Doug speaking. Going within two, let me see. I would say call back in 35 minutes. You can indeed. He's the famous Michael Goger.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye. Well, we got a call. We got our first call in. Look at that, folks. Can you imagine that? We got a call in. A call in for the Michael Goger show. Gosh, I knew I'd get a caller. I knew it. I could feel it in my bones. I was excited. I was jittery. I felt somewhat nervous beforehand, but I knew I'd get a caller. So, even though I said I couldn't take any calls. That's generally the case. And I love it. Every chance I get to talk to somebody new. Now, let me go through another work of art on the website. And this was written by, yes, my family is involved, and I'm so happy. If you're going to reach out and touch people in your life, wouldn't it be great to be able to reach out your family, reach to those people, and to see those people change in the ways that are so wonderful? And if those people do, and they reach out and they touch other people, but you can see it starts even there, because you're home, you're there, they're all there. And I have that in my family. I have that. I have love from root to stem in my family. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've had that to draw on through the worst of it. It's always been such... I can't imagine that what it would be like to not have that, in a way. I know what it's like to be alone with your own demons. I know what it's like to confront those demons. I know what it's like to feel desperate in every way imaginable and every conceivable notion of it. Or responsible, or duty-bound, or in pain. I felt all those emotions, but I never once felt that my family, that there wasn't that I could go to, that foundation, that rock, that always showed me love no matter what. I wish everybody had that. And this was written by my mother, Hildy. You want to know a little bit about my mother? About 4'11". She reminds me of Dynamite. Like a beautiful Ruth Westheimer with just a lot of spunk and God. More honorable qualities than any human soul I know of. Well, not that I've heard of. But in existence today, tough to beat. And a twinkle in her eye, too. She writes a poem entitled, Wake Up, Live and Let Live. It is such a beautiful day, and I feel alive. Seeing the flowers I planted a while ago, thrive. The birds are singing and praising the wonders of nature with me, and knowing all is well with my family. Makes my heart feel just bursting with happiness and joy. And the music playing on the radio wants me to dance, oh boy. I love this God-given planet and all that is in it, and hope and pray that all the bad things happening to some of the people would stop right now, this minute. Why do some amongst us preach that there is a different creator, and fight over a name they may use for their own selfish power play? There's only one creator, for all he loves us equally, and does not expect any pay. Let's all of us get under the same roof and live in peace, so all of us can enjoy the beauty of our planet and all there is. Thank you, Mom. I shared that last week, but I shared it again this week. Because I love that poem, Mom. Thank you. Okay, let's talk about getting to know ourselves. What does that require? Let's go beyond the meditation for a moment. Let's go beyond spending a quiet moment or a quiet hour opening up and just being. Getting to know yourself means asking yourself, questions you may not even have the answers to, but asking them right now. Let's think of a question. Can you talk to your spirit guides? Don't ask anybody else. Are there aliens in the middle of the in the middle of the earth? When I die, what are my choices? What is consciousness? Is there karma as a spirit? Or is that just a review and analysis to reflect? Or is there karmic? When I eat meat, is there karmic? Is karma involved in that? Does it matter? What are the principles, the basic atomic principles of heavier and lightweight foods that would make them more appealing to the human body? Do you believe in 20 years you're going to be a millionaire? What are the things that you find most appealing about the person you're with and the 10 least appealing? And how would you tell that person the 10 least appealing with love? What can't you forgive in your life that you think you can't forgive? Is there a person out there you thought, these are the questions. What do I feel about that movie and violence right now? How does that make me feel? Why do I turn that on? Does it add any value to my life? What could be the possible ramifications of anything I do? Am I living in a hologram? Is brains intelligence important? Do you think humanity will be bald in 100 years? What do I feel about the souls within animals? What would heaven be like? All these questions you can get answers to. How deep do you want to go? Is the world on the other side of spirit similar for all of us? Or is it in fact the reality that is created by your understanding of what that reality could be? Be interesting, huh? And how much are you allowed to impact the environment of other things? What are the laws involved? Are there laws involved? Does this cosmos have any laws at play? These are wonderful. When you go in and you ask yourself what you feel, just ask yourself what you think. And you'll find that your answers will come to you. They will. But deal with what you feel about it. Get to know yourself. Why do I feel that way? What could make me think differently? Is there really some truth in what I'm hearing? Or how could that change my perspective? Or what could make me a better person? Why am I so mad at this person? But we don't take the time. See, we're moving through a life. We're moving at a very fast pace. Nothing allows us to slow down. We got to have two incomes now to make a living here. I don't see how people can do it in California. I'm absolutely in awe. You know what the power bill? I don't even want to tell you what prices are around here. I come from Texas, Houston, past 15 years. It was cheap. I come here. Whoa. How does anybody survive that without two jobs? And then expected to be sit down and think about what they do. But that's the funny part. These thoughts we can do right now, just as you're exploring your day. When you ever find yourself in a car and then you're driving 2 hours later, you wonder how the hell you got there because you weren't really looking at anything. But that was 2 or 3 hours I would have been talking to myself. 2 or 3 hours, Doug, what'd you think of that? Wouldn't it be beautiful to do this for so-and-so? Gosh, I wish I could send a little of energy to that moment. Oh, how beautiful this is. What? Oh, gosh, that energy, it just, But you're always talking to yourself, but it's when you slow it down enough to actually converse with yourself. Sometimes that's spending time with yourself. Another way, well, you can't open up totally when you're driving. You can't just be at one, because you got to be conscious of the wheel, right? And I use those moments. I was always frustrated because, oh boy, I wondered if everybody used those moments. And every minute I can never, my brain never slowed down. But I think you talk to your average person out there right now, young adult coming up, attention deficit order. Mind's focusing on a million things. Heck, how much more is there to learn right now? How many more subjects? How much more detail? Information is, what they say, we're doubling our information every 18 months? Amount of information we take in now? That's amazing. So, if you look at your kids, you figure, oh, dude, they should be. No, they've got 20, 30 years of information. And so, and TV's moving faster, shows are getting more rampant, there's no slowing. At dinner, how many people actually sit down at the dinner table with their children? Make that a regular habit. I'd love to see a study on that. How many? What would you guess? That'd be a good poll. What do you guess? Anybody want to take a guess? There's a question I'll ask myself. Be an interesting to find out the answer on that one. And if it had any correlation to any other statistic. Well, anyways, just interesting. Everybody out there's thinking. Don't get down on yourself. Don't think because your mind is out. When your child has all those thoughts that's rambling everywhere. That's wonderful. But it'll get more fluid with the quiet time. Because they'll link will join. When you're not having that quiet time, you're propelling what you've got on the inside to re-energize with, to help you remember, to empower you, and then you take it to your outside world.
So it gives you a little bit more ability to grow and expand faster and enjoy life in a much freer, liberating way. I am excited this moment because in the future, BBS Radio is going to have probably one of the finest people in the world working with BBS Radio to handle the workload, Chris Moores. And if there was ever a man that should be voted for president, boy, Chris Moores gets my vote. He's just a wonderful human spirit. Now, just a second, folks. I'll be back in 1 minute, but I desperately need something to drink. I was doing a little bit of reading earlier, and the reading was on the Buffalo Totem. Derek White, Sky Cloud, did me the honor of giving me a reading. I'm going to say this again in the show because I really feel that this man is in tune with his higher energies. And he told me my totem was the Buffalo Totem. So I did a little bit of reading about that. You'd think, boy, the spiritual man, he's on the spiritual network. He should be, he should already know all that, and that, crystals and everything else. No. Probably could sit back and ask myself the question, come up with an answer that would suit me, and be happy with that. Right, wrong, who cares? But no, I'm not that wise when it comes to those subjects. The Buffalo Totem was interesting, though, because it represents a whole lot of parts of me, and some parts of me I may not recognize yet. So, but what's interesting about having talked to Derek White's Guide Cloud was about a subject matter that I think holds a lot of us back. And it's fear. 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 And a lot of people, when they say, you know, when you get in the spirit, if every single person you've heard this, don't tell me you haven't. When you go out there and you start meditating,
and you're about to, let's say, astral plane or send your consciousness somewhere. I like to say it's sending your consciousness or pulling whatever into your consciousness. Your consciousness is right. It's going into your consciousness. You can call it astral travel, whatever you want. But let's say we go there. Well, somebody out there says you got to be afraid because there's negative energies in that other ethereal sphere or non-ethereal, wherever. The spiritual mystic sphere, and when we transcend into that dimensional understanding of life and death, negative entities can get to us. You've heard that, right? Come on, I've heard that. Why would we lay fear there? There is no fear there. Nothing to fear there. It's harder here than it is there, folks. 1,000-fold. If you could turn, in a respect, if you could turn a man away that was coming down the street 1,000 feet behind you and he looked with a bad glance, you just wanted to get out, that would be more difficult to do than fighting off the worst of your demons. Should have no fear. Because fear is the only thing that breaks down into all those other negative emotions eventually. You call it whatever you will. But I can ring it right back up to the word fear, and I could show you how. It'll mean fear, some way in some direction. That's the stifler. That's the thing that stops us from reaching out, from taking that next conscious leap, step, because somebody planted the seed of fear. Hey, that's what I want to do. I want to go out there and I want to plant some little seed of doubt in you that you can never get rid of. What a wow. Wow. Tradition's done that to us. Matter of fact, tradition's done it so well to us that nobody would think that a person telling you this was wrong. He's doing what's right. He's telling you to be cautious. You don't want to go there. Right? Doesn't even know. How could they? I think... But because we have now an understanding of that, we have to participate with that understanding. We either change it, adapt it, do something to it to come to an understanding that takes us forward. But at the very end, when you're there, totally, fear isn't a part of the equation anymore. And that's where you want to go, in a sense, when you just be. When you're just being. You're being free of anything that can hold you. You're almost like an opening up. You just are all everything. You're everything. You're just floating. You're the wind with everything. Call it a million of similes or personifications that take your mind, your spirit there. Whatever takes you there to journey in that everything. To fly like a leaf in a wind. Whatever takes you there. Whatever, that's where you want to be. I love you all. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. I wish this wasn't such a rush week to get so many things done, because I want to always do my very best to express myself in a way that will allow you to take something from it that can help you. Because that's my mission in life. And I'll do it this way, that way, and every way, in every action, in every day of my life. Because that's about the only thing that we eventually end up doing. Because all of it is just a part of ourselves. In my way, I don't reflect on anything other than what it is. Because it's almost selfish, too. It's almost, you can almost think of it in almost in a Buddhist kind of a Zen triangle sort of a situation, couldn't you? I love you. The Cosmetic Poet Show next Thursday, 8 p.m. Don't be late, because I will. Bye-bye now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.